This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Canton has surpassed this year's budget for legal settlements and refunds. The repository reports City Council has voted to move $60,000 from its general fund to the law department. Two settlements involving police have pushed the department past its budget of $116,000 for the year. The most recent settlement involved excessive force during a traffic stop. Another settlement totaling $100,000 involved an officer whose SUV struck another vehicle during a police chase. City officials in North Ridgeville have approved construction of a new mosque. WKYC reports residents raised concerns about that at a city council meeting. Still, council voted in favor of the project. The new mosque will be located on Center Ridge Road on the city's east side. The West Cleveland Muslim Association is planning a fundraiser to be held later this month. Cleveland has opted to join the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, or NOPEC, in an effort to lower residents' electric bills. City Council voted yesterday to join the Energy Aggregation Program. Unless they opt out, Cleveland customers of the Illuminating Company will automatically get their electricity from NOPEC starting in June. The agreement runs through May of 2020. The city estimates residential customers will save an average of $1.20 each month. Cleveland already provides natural gas through NOPEC, which buys energy in bulk to sell at a lower rate. Cuyahoga County has placed two employees on unpaid leave amid a corruption investigation. Scott Rourke and Emily McNeely were named in grand jury subpoenas in February and were initially placed on paid leave. The administration of County Executive Armin Budish has been served with 8 subpoenas so far. The investigation involves a possible conflict of interest between the county and a number of IT contractors. It's not yet clear what crimes, if any, the county prosecutor's office is investigating. The city of Lakewood has ended its decade-long ban on pit bulls. City Council voted unanimously yesterday to replace the ban with a wide-ranging ordinance. It holds owners responsible for their dog's behavior, regardless of the breed. Lakewood had previously banned dogs that are more than half pit bull. The ordinance drew criticism after a pit bull named Charlie was ordered to leave the city last year. Governor John Kasich restored Ohio's membership in the National Governors Association as he seeks to shore up credibility for bipartisan deal-making that could bolster a 2020 bid for president. Ohio rejoined the bipartisan policy group in January for the first time in 8 years. Kasich withdrew Ohio from the group in 2011, citing budget concerns. The $88,000 membership renewal came after the Associated Press first sought records on Ohio's membership status in the group. It also coincided with efforts by a bipartisan group of governors to propose compromises on a series of divisive policy issues. The U.S. Department of Justice wants to join settlement talks in federal court involving hundreds of lawsuits against manufacturers and distributors of opioid painkillers. The government on Monday made a request to join as a friend of the court in a filing before U.S. District Judge Dan Polster in Cleveland. The government says it can provide information and expertise to parties in the case and facilitate requests to government agencies. Women's rights attorney Gloria Alred has agreed to represent 3 women who lost eggs when a Cleveland fertility clinic storage tank malfunctioned. Alred said Monday her clients are cancer survivors who delayed chemotherapy to undergo fertility treatments at the clinic run by university hospitals. The clinic said last week that an alarm system was turned off on a storage tank that malfunctioned in early March and ruined more than 4,000 eggs and embryos. The Cleveland Clinic is continuing its expansion. The clinic has finalized its acquisition of Union Hospital in Dover, the system's 11th regional hospital. It will be renamed Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital. This is WKSU.